Tief. In terms of
short
discussions of Adam Zomin, so I wanted to do, in terms of what I wanted to cover today, I wanted to cover primarily Edashi Atayachol Azima. If you remember, we mentioned it on the. Anyway, so but what I just wanted to do, like very very quickly, some basic lumdas and emzim. These muddled bits were meant to be pilkim. They were once upon a time pesukim. Okay. They have the pesukim have suffered, so I reprinted them for you in the back.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why that got messed up in the printer. There you go. Okay, Tov. Just in terms of understanding the way Eidus works, before we start on actual Marcus Lamdus, right? So Eidus can be divided into two categories. The first one, if we look in the Rambam, Koden Matan Torah Haya Adam Pogea Isha Bashuk Imratza Hu Vahi Lisa Isa. So, before Matan Torah, if somebody wanted to get married, so he would see this girl who was like very attractive, and he'd be like, I want to marry you. And she'd be like, okay, I want to marry you too. And so they'd sort of get together and go into a house and, you know, do what married people do, and that'd be it.
Yeah.
And then they'd be married.
Now there's three things you have to do.
Yeah. Kevan Shanina, very, very famous din in the Rambam, very good. Kevan Shanina Torah, Nitzav Yisrael, Shaim Yirtza, Ishli Sa Isha, Yikna Isa Tchila, Bifnei Eidim, Vachar Kach Tiela Isha. Shanina Marki, Yikach Ishel Vala. And now, since the Torah was given, we now have a way of doing marriage, right? That if a man and a woman want to get married, right, he has to first make a kinyan in her, right? He first has to give her money or a shtar, right? Or do just to be a, it's a little bit more complicated, right? Right, in front of Edim, that's important. Right, and then she's married to him.
Surely, beer in front of Edim is a bit.
I say it's more complicated. I'm not going into the details of issues right now. The details of issues are not our discussion.
Okay.
But the important point here to emphasize, right, is that the marriage has to take place, has to, and we really pass in this way, even though Ad Kamashi Adoli, there's no clear. Yes. There's no clear makor in Chazal that if you do a marriage not in front of Edim, it won't work. But having said that, it's clearly the way you're passing. Everybody's masking. If there are no Edim present, the marriage is possible. Right? Now, the reason why that's an unusual halacha is, of course, because if I ask you what Edim do, what do Edim do?
Testify.
Very good. What are they testifying about?
Monetary laws, murders.
No, what are they testifying about here?
Yeah,
in this case, in our case here, what are they testifying about?
A false marriage, or someone who didn't really get properly get married, or
that they got married.
He gets married in front of Edim, and then he's married. What are the Edim testifying about?
That they got married.
When?
Whenever they got married. According to the
no, case, when are the Edim testifying? What testimony? Very good. The Edim don't testify, right? The Edim in the case of marriage, and then again the Edim in the case of Gittin, and the Edim in the case of Chalitza, and there's a few cases like this, not that many, right? Edim don't testify, right? They're there. Right?
Okay.
Now, the truth is, I didn't bother putting it on the daf for you, it's a little bit too much, but like, there's a famous truth by Rosh Hashanah, if they do it unwilling to testify, then they're not Edim, because the nature of Edim is that you have to be at least willing to testify, right? The context was that I think it was Rosh Hashanah. There was a father who was involved in a monetary dispute with his ex-wife, and that he wasn't giving her a get and whatever. And he basically what he did was he was mekadesh there. They had an underage daughter, and he was mekadesh his daughter to somebody. And he told his wife that he wouldn't tell her who the kiddushin was to, so they could get a get unless she paid him a lot of money.
Jeez, okay.
This is a real piece of work, and so that when they went to the Shailim and to Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah said, no, the marriage was never chal because the Edim did it in secret, and Edim who don't want to testify are not Edim. Okay, but in principle, yeah, there were other reasons as well to be made cool. There were a few things going on. That was one of the things he said. However, in principle, right, the Edim here are not testifying. They're not bearing any test. They're bearing witness. They're seeing it, but they're not testifying, right? They're like Edim, they're like witnesses at common law. Like if you have a statute, who here in South Africa, do you have statutory declarations?
We've got the constitution.
What do you mean?
No. A stat deck is basically when you sign a piece of paper, official, nice and official to the government, that you're declaring whatever it is that you're declaring.
Yeah, affidavit.
There you go. Call it an affidavit. Excellent. Sometimes it has to be witnessed, right?
Yeah.
What does it mean it has to be witnessed? It has to be signed by people from certain professions, things like that, right? So that's the sort of witnessing we're talking about. It's not witnessing, he's not saying, he's not appearing in court to testify, right? It's a formal thing that his signature on that makes it a formal document. Law so similarly binding. Here, the marriage here is affected by the fact that they're aided. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. Now, of course, then on the other hand, we have Edim. If you look close to the back, the Pasuk says, Al pi shnayim Edim, Moshe shal Edim, Yumas ha-meis lo yumas, Al pi eid echad. So, A. Excuse me. The person can be killed, and a person can be judged to be or to owe money, and a person can get malchus, and a person can have all the things that Bezmin can do to him based on Edim, right? If Edim say that it should happen, then in fact it will happen. Right? That obviously the Edim there are, in fact, testifying. Right? And then the Edim, there are rules. I've included more here that we're not going to go through. It's for your interest. There's rules about how much the Edim have to see to be able to testify about what happened and things like that. But in principle, the Edim are testifying that they know something happened, that they witnessed something, and now they're coming to the Bezdin and talking about it. Right? Now, Reb Chaim has a famous chiluk in Hilchos Yibam and Chalitza. Right, if you're interested, you can look it up. Again, I didn't bother putting it on the daf for you, but it's there. Daf was already 6 pages, or so 5 pages, excuse me, so I was like, must speak. But Reb Chaim has a famous distinction that he draws between Edim Lakima Davar and Edim. And Edeberurim, right? So some Edim are there just to establish something, to make it happen. That's Ede Kiddushin, right? And some Edim are there to check that something, to check and then testify that something actually happened properly. So that's not exactly the chiluk we're talking about here, but people, everybody applies that Reb Chaim in the chiluk that I'm drawing here. Okay? And you'll see Reb Chaim's not exactly talking about what I'm talking about here, he's talking about something a little different, but in principle it's a very similar idea, right? Edim do two different things. Okay, very good. Now, so when we talk about Edim, it's very important to clarify what Edim are doing in a given case. Anyway, parenthetically, for those of you who are learning Ksuvahs, what are the Edim who sign the Ksuvah doing?
So, but we didn't do that.
So the Edim who are signing on the Ksuba are really testifying they saw it. If you read the text of the Ksuba, they actually say it's actually written from the perspective of the Edim. Right? We, the Edim, saw that the husband married the wife and he said to her, da 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 da. Right? So in a sense, it's a form of testimony. It's a little more complicated than that. It's actually a shtar, which is its own creature, but in principle, right? Similar. Okay. Okay, consider. Eidus shehi atayachol la'azim. Okay. We have a klal, right? We have a klal in Kol HaTorah Kula, right? That eidus shehi atayachol la'azim is not eidus, meaning that... If two Edim testify in such a way that you could not possibly apply the din of Edim Zomim to them, then their Edus is not Mekubal, Bezdin doesn't listen. Their Bezdin is not a kosher Edus.
How would they do that?
So think about it. What are known, what cases can you think of that would be Edus Shia Tayachal Azima? I mean, you should all be asking me straight away, but we know of at least 4 cases of Edus Shat, Yetayachal Azima, and even so, there are good cases of Edus. Right? The ones at the beginning of Makkos. Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza.
You can make them into Zomim, and they just don't get the same normal punishment.
So that's a discussion in Rishonim, exactly how it works, but in Achinam, that is one of the answers given. Shkoyech. The other cases of Edus Yetayachal Azima, we'll see a few of them. For some reason, the punishment can't be applied practically. Maybe they gave Edus about a trefa, but a trefa doesn't get the death penalty, therefore they also can't get the death penalty. Things like that.
How do they know? Oh, it's pretty secret. Visible sign, trefa.
I was about to say. If they know in advance, that means that it's a trial tarif, so you can see.
Wouldn't it always be a safek? Whether the guy's a trefa or not, or do we go by chazoka that he's not?
There are actually a Tosfos in Makkos that suggests that. I think we normally assume God, but then Rosh Hashanah is not a horror. But most people aren't trefos, like, as in trefos is relatively unusual.
Yeah.
Okay. Would something like cancer be considered as a trefa, or not?
If the doctors say they're sure he's going to die.
Like an inoperable brain tumor.
People say that the doctors say they're sure he's going to die next year. Yeah, totally in a machlokes Rishonim.
And if a guy has a
machlokes between some Bali Tosfos and the Rashba, but I think most Rishonim say no.
If a guy has a mum that it would usually be considered a treif, like a hole in his lung or something, and then they fix it.
Complicated, but we're not. It's I don't want to go into chulin right now. You're all gonna see all of this over the summer, I think. No, during the first paragraph of chulin.
Yeah.
Also, you're not gonna see this stuff, but you'll see whatever. You'll see some of it anyway. Okay. Fine. If we look on the second page of the Makaros, Makaros are not very well ordered, my apologies. Right, the first Makar. Oh, not the first Makar. Sorry. Towards the bottom, Sanhedrin da Fine Chess.
Yeah.
I think this one. Yeah.
11 plus
15. He said, my apologies. Amarava. Hahirig is a treifa potter. So somebody who kills a treifa is potter from Misa. The treifa shaharag, bifne bezdin chayev shalib bifne bezdin potter. A treifa commits murder, so if he does it in front of Bezdin, then we execute him anyway. Does it not in front of Bezdin, then we don't execute him. It doesn't matter if Adam saw him, the game is right, it doesn't make a difference. Bifne Bezdin, chayev. Dichziv uviat viartama aral mikirbecha. So if he killed someone in front of Bezdin, then we kill him, then we execute him because of the din of Yartar Harami Kirbecha. There's a din on Bezdin to make sure there's no evil amongst us. So if the Bezdin actually encounter the evil, I have to deal with it.
So meaning like he killed him in front of...
In front of the Bezdin, yeah. Well,
I'm in the Bezdin.
He wanted to go out with a bang or whatever.
And apparently... Shaloi bifnei Bezdin potter dehavya la'ejdu sha'iyah tayachal la'azima. So if he killed someone not in front of Bezdin, right... And he's potter. Why? Because it is edus she'iyah tayachol lahazima. It's edus that you cannot make him edim zedim. I mean, the treifa is going to die soon anyway.
In a year's time, do you remember the people he can kill in a year?
So there's a discussion in the Gemara when you formally can't execute someone. There are informal ways we can execute him. We can, you know, dump him in a hole and forget to feed him. We can...
that's nuts.
There's one method that they used to apparently shove him full of, like they forced him to eat barley.
Barley, yes. And then they would give him water and he'd blow up, but water. It doesn't really work practically.
Actually, why not?
Because your body's inside is wet. It doesn't stay dry.
Okay, but you fill it with water. I assume they tried it. I assume it's not a purely theoretical stance. There's no question that Bezdavavati didn't execute people. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't work.
So
I have a fairly good grasp of chemistry, and it seems like it makes sense to me.
You said that treifa can...
Not that wet. Depends on how much water you put in there.
Okay.
You said that treifa can basically do anything.
No, is it?
Because we have all these informal.
We have way informal ways of dealing with it. You can tuck him in prison,
It's not like he's going to be patru in Dinei Shamayim.
Well, that's a different discussion. Yeah, but sometimes you need Dinei Shamayim. It's not enough. Okay. And all any edus which you can't make the edim into emzim, and it's not really. Just we'll have to discuss why. Rava says somebody who sleeps with a treifa is it a male who sleeps with another male who's a treifa chayev treifa sherava b'tnei bezdin chayev shalav b'tnei bezdin potter. It's the same thing. If he does it in front of bezdin chayev, he does it not in front of bezdin potter. B'tnei bezdin chayev dechsev b'yatar akim b'yikarbecha shalav b'tnei bezdin potter to have your edus shi'atia echol mizima lazima. Fine, that's the important bit for us. Okay, so we have this din, which, like I said, showed up in Gemara Makos, and I'm trying to think. The question is, how does it work? What is the reason that this would be true? Any theories before we start?
And what would be true?
That you have this din of Eidus She'iyah Tayachal Azima Leishma Eidus. Why? It's a funny rule, no?
Well, no, because they can't be proven false. They could just come.
No, you can prove the testimony false. You just can't apply the din of Adim Zomen.
Well, in a case with Raham, like, as you said before, like with Ben Grisham, if it's Raham and children, more or less.
I give it, that's a case where we actually, even though it's Kavyachol, either Shiatayachol Azima, we still apply the din of Adim Zomen there, so.
He's trying to find a place where you can't. Absolutely, you cannot apply.
Yeah. Let's look at the first Makar, Rashi. Okay, so the Rashi Imsachim says the Havil Eidoshi Yatayachol Azima the Rachamana Amar. The Torah says Bedarshu Hashefti Meitev. We'll see the Pesukim soon. Vehine Eid Sheker Ha'id VeGomer. The pasuk says the Shoftim will be to look into it, and the Eid is an Eid Sheker. I see some Leikasher Zama La Seis. Fine. Eidus Shata Yachol LeKayim Ba Teres Zama. Eidus that you can be Mekayim Teres Zama. Have Eidus. It's Eidus. Loi. VeAzama Eina Ella BeImonu HaYisim BaYisayim VaYisashasha. Atam Imrim Sherisim Eidusu. And the way you're amazing, someone, remember we discussed this, right, is if you say you were, the time that you say you were there, you weren't there, you were with us, at somewhere else. Right? That's what Hazama means. B'makom ze hayisim imanu, b'makom pleini, v'chi amri b'achas mehena, filu b'chakiris deiz asha, eini yodea, shuvinecha yelchol lo imarlo imi hayisa b'ayis asha. And if somebody says about, when he was asked, the Bezdin will ask him 7 questions, right? Those are called the chakiros. 7 questions about where he was and when he was, when it happened. Right? If he says about any of them, I don't know, then it's Eidus Shi'atayachal Azima, right? Because then the other Eidim Khan will come along and say, you couldn't have possibly been there at that time. You were with us. We don't know when the time was, so we don't know where it was. Right? Shuvin chayachal omar lo, imi ha'yisa v'yisasha. Sorry?
Can I ask a question on that?
Sure.
What if it's impossible to tell, like, not like basically, like, let's say there's some circumstance, like, let's say it was cloudy, so you couldn't see the moon, so you couldn't tell what time the night was.
Extensive discussions in Gemara Sanhedrin and Gemara Roshana about how much of a mistake we're willing to tolerate. You're right that it's not quite as exact as all that.
Okay.
Right? As in, some level of human error is allowed for. The discussions among them were and I'm how much we're okay with.
Okay.
Okay. Vim Tomar Atayachol Azim Al Yadei Hayom. Okay, fine. Rashi has a discussion. Okay. So, in principle, what's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying, let's just look at the background for the Rashi. The next source is Gemara in. There's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I want the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Oh, sorry. The source out. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. Mem. Mishnah. Hayu Boidkin Oisan. The Sheva Chakiros. They would check him with 7 Chakiros. Beizashah, what time? Beizashanah, what year? Beizachodesh, what month? What?
Are these the questions?
Yeah. Bechamak lechodesh, on what day of the month? Beizayom, on what day of the week? Right? Beizashah, what time of day? Difference between the. Beizamakim, on what place? Right? Meaning that they would ask these questions. Now, Rashi's saying if you can't answer one of those questions, it's Eidus Shata Yachol Azima. Right, and therefore, the Eidus is not valid.
And therefore, there's no question, there's no. You're not Eidus, you're nothing. You're just,
it's not real Eidus. Now, if you phrase it like that, what it a little bit sounds like is the questions are what's important, right? And it just happens to be that a side point of these questions, they're also what results in Eidus Zomimin.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
But surely if you know what the questions are, you can just make up your own answers.
Well, they need to have coherent. They need to have congruent answers. Both they need to have congruent answers, otherwise the.
Yeah, but actually, like, we know the questions.
Yeah, but the other questions as well, if you remember.
I was about to say, there's a lot of other questions. It's not so simple.
Just the 7.
Okay. These are just the questions 7 that are involved in Eidus Zomimin. But there is
the basics.
But they're meant to ask as many questions as they need to make sure that they're, to make absolutely sure that you're telling the truth.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So, Pashtus, according to Rashi, the reason for this din is
because
if these questions can't be established, then Inachinami is not good Eidus. It's also true that you can't make the medium Zomimin. It sounds pretty technical, right? Now, the truth is.
That's tough for not to argue.
Oh, everybody argues. But this is the way I've heard it, Rashi represented on a number of occasions. I'm not totally convinced myself that Rashi actually says this. If you look in. If you look in the Rashi that I've quoted from you from Baba Kama, Daf Peches, so it says, Psula la Eidus, right? Dichsib gabi Eidim Zomimin vamdushne anashim vesanye beshvuhois. Beidim zemin hakos of medaber, jemash me'anashim ve'loi nashim, katan nami hachana mi hachana fkandich ziv anashim ve'loi ktanim. Right. So Rashi says that the reason why and Noshim and Kadanim are possible Eidos is because of Seris Kasav, and then he says Ve'oid, and also the Eidos Ve'itayachol Azimahi, the Lav Baram Shinhu. So a Katan cannot give Eidos Sheyachol Azima, right? Because you can't punish a Katan in Bezdin. Right, you can't give any onus to a katan in Beis Din. So it's also Eidos She'at Iyata Yachol Azima.
So that kind of disproves what we thought originally, that it's just the questions.
Yeah, so Rashi, assuming that you take that Rashi seriously, you can say that since Rashi gave the Xeris Kasa first, he doesn't take that so seriously. No, no. So the way the position of Rashi, the way I gave over the position of Rashi is the way it's usually given over. But not totally, totally convinced that it's true. But Beseder, at the very least, is a straw man position. Okay, now there is a little bit of a raya for the position. If you look in the Gemara in Psachim on the first page, it's not. Hayubokin oisoi b'shevach kir. So quote the Mishnah from Sanhedrin that I just showed you. Beis Ushah, Beis Ushana, Beis Achodesh, Bechamam Chodesh, Beis Yoyim, Beis Ushah, Beis Makam, da da da, fine. Ma bein chakir is l'bdikos. What's the difference between a b'dik and a chakira? Meaning when the Mishnah says the word chakira, it says these seven questions. When the Mishnah says the word b'dika, it means other questions, right? So what's the difference between these two institutions? So Amar echad mihen eini yodea, chakiris Amar eini echad eini yodea, eitusan betela, b'dikos afil shneam eini einanu yodin, eitusan kemas. So if one of them said about the chakiris, I don't know, then the eitus is garnished. If the b'dikos, if even both of them don't know the answer to the question, I mean, it might be a problem or it might not. The Beis Din will decide.
Okay.
Right? And then it says, it goes on. V'havinan ba. Maishna chakiris and maishna b'dikos. V'amrinan, so, painin, whatever. Chakiris, the difference between chakiris and b'dikos, amar echam nehen eni idea dosen b'heil teila, dehavila edushe tayachalazim. So, the Gemara says explicitly that if he says I don't know to one of the chakiros, then this is edus she'ia tayachol lehazima, right? This is actually the Gemara that Rashi's commenting on. Okay, meaning this Gemara in Psachim a little bit sounds like edus she'ia tayachol lehazima is about that, right? It's about the point that you need to be clear about these seven questions, is these questions are the primary questions for working out what exactly happened. And, like, there's a certain logic to that. Right? Okay. Let's see. Let's do a different position. Let's do Tosfos. And then once we've done Tosfos, let's talk about reasons a little bit, and maybe I'll have time for math. Yes, maybe not. Okay, so if you go to the third page of the Daf and Koros, we have Tosfos, Maseches Bava Kama.
Keep going.
So the Tosfos, the background for the discussion is the following, right? We have a din that usually ein aid na sedain, right? If you've got an aid in Beis Din, then that aid cannot also be a dayan in the same Beis Din, right? In that trial, he's either an id or he's a dayan. He can't be both. Right? And they also, we usually assume, can't be krovim.
What's krovim?
They can't be related. Ah, right? There are a number of people who are apostle edus because they are related. Right, they have certain degrees of relation. Right? They can't be krovim. We usually assume it's a beferish Yerushalmi. There's a little bit of a shaila in Rishonim. Is that really true in the Bavli? The Tosfos certainly assume that way, right? So, if we look in the Tosfos, it says, "V'tam de'ena made nasidayin v'yesh mifarshim mishum dehavli edus she'ina tayachol lahazima." The reason that an aid can't be a dayin is because edus she'ina tayachol lahazima. Why not? Think about it. What's the obvious answer? If the aid is also the dayin in the Beis Din,
more lenient to himself. He doesn't want to kill himself. He's not going to.
Very good. Right? Dechev anshe hu atzmoi aid v'dayin liyikabel hazama atzmoi. Right, since he's both the aid and the dayan, he's not going to declare himself to be an aid zomim.
Yeah.
Right. The altam ze kashe lehari der Orleans. Right, and this reason was difficult for the Ri of Orleans. Right, the ella me'ata edim akruvim ledayanim le'yaidu bifnehem. And if this was true, then edim who were kruvim of dayanim couldn't give edus in front of those dayanim. Right, the Havil Eidus Shia Tayachol Azim. As like I said, the Yerushalmi seems says that explicitly, and most of the Bali Tosis seem to have actually held that way. But the Rio of Orleans doesn't like it, right? Ella al korchok yachilim azim beis denacher. Their answer is no. You could make them an Eidzimim in a different beis din, right? Even if you can't do it in this beis din, right? Okay.
The relationship status shouldn't really.
It doesn't make a difference according to Rimi Orleans, because if the because you can always make them a edzaimim in another bezdin. Now, no, according to the first shita in Tosfos, right? And like I said, it seems to be explicit in the Yerushalmi. If you look a little bit further down the Amud, I've printed off the Yerushalmi for you, right? The basic logic is as follows: Pashtus, right? What we're saying is that when an aid comes before a dayan, right, then the dayan has a responsibility to immediately start running through his mind, is it possible to make this person into an aid zomim? And it's practical. Right?
So, yeah, you want to kill the guy.
I mean, you don't want to kill the guy, but you want to have the possibility, right? It's a practical concern, right? It's not totally in some form, it's not a formal issue, it's practical. Right? Now, no, some people actually interpret this a little differently. They say that the reason why a person can't be both an Eid and a Dayan is not because it's Eid Shiyat HaYachal Azima in the sense that he won't convict himself. It's Eid Shiyat HaYachal Azima in the sense that if he was to convict himself, that means that he's Pasal Eidus, and if he's Pasal Eidus, he also can't be not an Eid and not a Dayan, so the whole thing is finished, never started. Right?
Okay.
Have you followed that?
Not really.
The idea is as follows. If an Eid Zomim is in addition to being punished, he's also Pasal Eidus. Right? So if he declares himself to be an Eid Zomim as the Dayan, then basically he said that he's Pasal Eidus. If he's Pasal Eidus, he's not only Pasal Eidus, he also can't be a Dayan.
Because of the fact
because a Pasal, somebody's Pasal Eidus can't be a Dayan. Okay, therefore he can't be an Eid, he can't be a Dayan, we have no trial. There is no Beis Din.
He's not killed.
And there's a big issue.
He's not killed and there's garnished. Right, so it's Eidus Shi'iyat HaYachal Azima for a much more formal reason.
It's basically, it does not exist.
Yeah, then it creates a paradox. Right, a Dayan who is not a Dayan declared him Pasal Eidus. Okay, fine. Now, but like I said, either way, what Tosfos are assuming is that fundamental to the institution of listening to Eidim is the idea of being able to turn them into Eidim Zomen. Right, as opposed to the more practical concern where it's really just about having certain questions answered properly. Right? And why would you say that? So if you look at the back of the Psukim, and with this we will finish. So, one aid is no good, you need two aidim, you need three aidim to convict someone, right? If there is an aid chamas, meaning a false aid, who wants to say something untrue about somebody, and two people who had a dispute came in front of Beis Din, and these two people came in front of Hashem and in front of the Kohanim who were the judges, right? Chumash often assumes that Kohanim are judges. And the Shaftim looked into it. And the aid was an aid checker. Sheker anal be'achiv, he said something false about his fellow. Ve'asisim loy, kasher zamam la'aseis la'achiv u'b'yartah ra'am ikir becha. And you will do to him what he plotted to do to his fellow, right? And you will eradicate the evil from among you, right? So the part of the point of Eidus is that one of the things that can happen with Eidus is that it can actually turn into an Eid Zomim, right? That's what the Pesukim sound like. It's part of the idea of Shoftim being Mekabel Eidus, Shoftim listening to Eidim, is that they can then make them into Eidim Zomim later on if that happens, if that's what happened. Okay. Yeah? Do I need to repeat that, or do... Well,
it seems like in this case there were two people. It wasn't two Eidim.
I mean, no, there were two people and two Eidim.
Okay.
Meaning from the Pesukim, it seems like it's a fundamental part of the... Of the,
of the idea of Eidim. Yeah. That L'chora is what informs the perspective of the Tosfos, and like I said, I think Rav Rishon and possibly even Rashi, but... Just later. Cool. Okay. So that's it for that, because we ran out of time. Yes.